The pledges announced by NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen fall short of the 10,000 additional troops that Pentagon officials had hoped for. But the NATO chief said it underlines the solidarity of the 44 ISAF countries and will have a powerful effect on the ground. The announcement followed a closed-door briefing for NATO foreign ministers by Secretary Clinton on the new Afghan strategy announced by President Barack Obama earlier this week. Clinton, according to a text of her remarks released by U.S. officials, said the need for additional forces to supplement the 30,000 troops being added by the United States is urgent, but that the presence will not be indefinite. She reaffirmed Mr. Obama's intention to begin withdrawing U.S. forces in July 2011, but said the pace, size, and scope of the drawdown will be based on conditions on the ground. At a closing press event, Clinton said 2011 will by no means be the end of the U.S. commitment to the region.
Speaking for the United States, our civilian commitment will continue long after our combat forces leave. It should be clear to everyone that we will not repeat the mistakes of the past. The United States and our allies and partners have an enduring commitment to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the region.
The same theme was sounded by NATO Chief Rasmussen in public remarks.
Transition doesn't mean exit. There should be no misunderstanding. We are not going to leave Afghanistan to fall back into the hands of terrorists and the extremists who host them. It will not happen.
Among countries confirming new pledges were Britain with 1,200 and Italy with 1,000. Clinton paid special tribute to Georgia, whose added contribution of just under 1,000 troops probably makes the small Caucasus state what she termed the largest per capita contributor to the NATO ISAF mission. But Germany and France, among the largest current contributors, said they would make no immediate increase. Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said France unilaterally increased its troop presence last September to some 3,800 and will not even consider another change until a conference on Afghan aid being convened by Britain in late January.
If there is some places where to get security for our people or for the Afghan we have to adjust, yes, we'll do it again. But for the time being, nothing in terms of improving the number of soldiers before the London conference, where we are supposed to talk about strategy.
U.S. officials said they were hopeful the 7,000 figure for new Allied forces would just be a starting point, and that additional commitments could come as soon as a NATO force-generating meeting set for next week in the Belgian city of Mons. David Gallus, VOA News, Brussels.